As Christ is risen today, alleluia, our triumphant holy day, alleluia. He did once upon the cross,
first reading today comes from Luke 23, verses 55 to 56. This can be found on page 113 in the New Testament on the Pew Bible. That's Luke chapter 23, verses 55 to 56. The woman who had followed Jesus from Galilee went with Joseph and saw the tomb, and how Jesus' body was placed in it. Then they went back home and prepared the spices and perfumes for the body. On the Sabbath day, they rested as the law commanded.
Jesus was placed in a tomb, and the entrance of that tomb was sealed with a rock. In a few minutes, we will hear how the women went back to the tomb after preparing their spices, expecting it to find the tomb still sealed by a rock. And instead, they find the rock has been rolled away and the tomb is empty. Jesus has gone. Instead, they find two men in shining clothes standing by the entrance. They tell the woman that Jesus is not there, but he has been raised. When you came into church today, you should have received a stone. And if you didn't receive one on the way out, and please make sure you get one on the way out. This stone is to help you remember the stone that covered the entrance to the tomb of Jesus. It was the stone that was meant to tell us that Jesus is dead, but it's now become a stone on which has been rolled away and tells us now that Jesus has risen. This stone represents something else as well. A few months after these events, Peter, Jesus' friend, prayed for a lame man, and the lame man was healed. The authorities are concerned. They arrest Peter and ask him how this has happened. And Peter replies, "Let it be known to all of you that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom Jesus God raised from the dead, by him this man is standing before you well. This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone." And if you think of the pillars in this church, they need to rest on solid ground, as if because they've got a big roof to hold up. They need a good foundation. And the church is a community of people who are not seeking to imitate the dead Jesus, but who are learning to build our lives on the risen Jesus. Yes, you may be someone who thinks it's a good story, but it can't be true. You may be someone who hopes that it is true, and it's fantastic that we can all be here together. But the church is a community of people who don't just hope that it's true, but who build their lives on the rock, on the foundation of the risen Jesus. And the church is the community of people who come together to meet and celebrate the risen Jesus. I know rocks have many meanings in the Bible, but I want you to take your little rock away with you today and use it especially to remind yourselves of these two things. Of the stone in front of the tomb that was rolled away that tells us that Jesus is not there, but he is risen. And also of Jesus, who is the rock on which we can all build our lives. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
Alleluia, 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 praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord, alleluia, praise ye the Lord, alleluia, praise ye the Lord, alleluia, praise ye the Lord.
Are you ready?
Alleluia, 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 praise ye the Lord. Alleluia, 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 praise ye the Lord.
Our second reading today comes from Luke 24, verses 1 to 12. This is also on page 113 of the Pew Bible. That's Luke 24, verses 1 through to 12. Very early on Sunday morning, the woman went to the tomb, carrying the spices they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the entrance to the tomb. So they went in. But they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. They stood there, puzzled about this, when suddenly two men in bright, shining clothes stood by them. Full of fear, the woman bowed down to the ground as the man said to them, "Why are you looking among the dead for one who is alive? He is not here. He has been raised. Remember what he said to you when he was in Galilee. The Son of Man must be handed over to sinners, be crucified, and 3 days later rise to life." Then the woman remembered his words, returned from the tomb, and told all these things to the 11 disciples and all the rest. The women were Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and Mary, the mother of James. They and the other woman with them told these things to the apostles. But the apostles thought that what the woman said was nonsense, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb. He bent down and saw the grave clothes, but nothing else. Then he went back home amazed at what had happened.
Amen, and thank you, Andrew, for that. The woman went to the tomb that morning expecting to find a rock across the opening, and instead they got a bit of a surprise. Now, I have brought some Easter eggs with me, and I'm wondering if any of them might contain a bit of a surprise. Let's see, there's one actually called Kinder Surprise, so will we have it open it first, will we? Do you think we could open an Easter egg?
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Right, so we'll read the box and see what it says it's going to contain. It says this is a fine milk chocolate shell with milky white lining containing a toy. And then it goes on to say, mainly in kit form. Right, so, and it's called a Kinder Surprise. So whenever we open it up, will we open it up and see?
Yeah, I know how you open them without
words. Oh, you do you? Right, okay, let's just open this up and see our Kinder Surprise egg. Other varieties of Easter egg are available, of course. Okay, so we've got this one here. Now, okay. You just peel this away over here. Right, peel this away.
Yeah! All that chocolate.
Right, well, we'll open it and see. What do you think might be inside?
A minion, of course.
A minion? You want to think it'll be a minion?
Yeah, a minion.
A minion?
A minion on a minion.
You think it'll be a minion?
Yeah.
Right, shh. We'll open it and find out what's inside. It's empty.
You took it out.
Oh my goodness me. An empty egg. What do you think, thinking about our story that Andrew just read today, that might be meant to make us think about?
That it was inside and then Jesus came back to life.
So Jesus was in the tomb, and everybody expected when they opened the tomb to find him there. But when they went to the tomb, he was gone. Oh my goodness me. Right, okay. We'll pop that down here just now. We'll pop that back in. Will we open another one?
Yay!
Eh? You want the Freddo one next?
Yeah,
well, we'll open the Freddo one next. Well, it says, let's see what it says. Oh, no. One at a time. Right, so it says here.
A chocolate treat.
Well, it says here, a hollow milk chocolate egg with milk chocolates. Milk chocolate eggshell made with Cadbury's other chocolate available, dairy milk. Right, well, we'll open this one up and see.
Me too.
Do you have the same one? Do you have one like this at home?
And, yes.
And what do you get inside?
Nothing. You get nothing.
Nothing?
There's like a packet of chocolate.
I put. Oh, right. Well, wait a minute. See what I've got. So I've got the egg. Oh. You mean you get the little packet of those? Ah.
My grandpa gives me that.
Right. And so and the egg. You tell me the egg's going to be hollow. Is it going to be a hollow egg? It's a hollow. It says the box says it's going to be a hollow egg. So we have a look and see.
Yeah.
Right, let's see. Oh. Oh.
What's not hollow? What? Can I see?
Yes. Sydney!
Oh, yeah.
Wait. And it said on here, hollow egg. Hollow. But it's got. Go and show everybody what was in there.
Chickens!
Chickens! Amazing! That's a second surprise. So we've had two surprises so far, haven't we? We've had an egg that was meant to have something in it that didn't have anything in it. An egg that was not meant to have anything in it but had chickens.
Chickens.
All right, can I pop them? We'll pop them back in there just now.
I love you.
Okay, right now. Let's pop that one back in its box. Oh, we're going for that one next to there, yeah. Right. Okay, now.
Yummy.
This is I like the sound of this one. This is a drumstick squashes egg.
I love those sweets.
You like those sweets?
Yeah, I've had the sour cherry and apple ones.
Okay. Well, it says here that it's a milk chocolate Easter egg with drumstick squashes.
No, I love them.
Will we open it up and see if that's what's inside? So we're looking for a milk chocolate egg with drumstick squashes.
Squashies!
That's not squashies. No, that's not squashies.
How dare you!
With drumsticks.
What?
Wasn't expecting that. Were you expecting that?
No.
No.
That is not drumstick squashies.
That's not drumstick squashies. That's mini eggs.
Mini eggs.
Well, that was a bit of a puzzle, isn't it?
They lied.
They think the box lied. Well, maybe it was just meant to be a surprise. Do you think so?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I think that's one of the things about the Easter story is that it's a huge surprise to us. Because those ladies, when they went away home, having been to the tomb, they went to get all those spices and oils ready to go back to the tomb to put them on Jesus' body. And then when they got there, they discovered the tomb was already open and he wasn't there. And that was a huge surprise. And that's one of the big mysteries we have about Easter and how we try and work that out in our brain.